This is WGXC, The Morning Show, with Matthew Tombers. And now we've got Jeff Friedman here from the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. And he's going to tell us all about the things that are going on in Greene County.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on in Greene County? It's we've got Small Business Saturday coming up.
Yeah, that's happening nationally, happening throughout the entire region. Watch your local newspaper tomorrow, the Register Star, the Daily Mail. On Friday, we'll have a nice insert in there talking about Small Business Saturday and the businesses and things that are happening in both Columbia and Greene counties. And we got Small Business Saturday, so it's a great time to shop local, shop small, support your local businesses. There's some phenomenal local products out there, and you can find great gifts and great stuff. You don't have to go to the big box stores or even the mall. You could find some awesome
products.
Amazon, right? Yeah, no, support your local shop owner. No, in reality, I don't want to make light of it. There's amazingly great locally produced, locally manufactured products that are available in your shop on your main street in your town or in a nearby town that we hope you'll come out and support on Small Business Saturday. That's the whole point of Small Business Saturday, is to shop local, shop small, and you'll find great products, you'll find great deals. And throughout the towns in Greene County, I'm not sure what's happening in Columbia County, but in Greene County, you'll find that a lot of the towns have promotions going on. So up on the mountaintop, the towns of Hunter and Windham have gotten together, and they're doing a passport program. So if you stop in to any of the participating shops, pick up your passport voucher and I think you have to visit 5 participating businesses. You get the business to put a little stamp on your voucher. You turn that in and you'll be eligible for a prize package that's worth over $1,000 in gift cards and various prizes from the participating merchants. So,
wow.
So that's one of the promotions going on. Over in Caro, there's the Parade of Lights that's taking place on Saturday night, and Santa will be there. And then, there are two craft fairs, but occurring in 3 locations in Caro, where all local crafters and local merchants are going to be have their stuff on sale. That's at Gallagher's and the Caro Elementary School, and also at the Caro Public Library. So there's a lot of stuff happening in Caro. There's tree lighting ceremonies and all kinds of stuff. They've got all kinds of activities all day long there. And same going on in Catskill. There's all kinds of activities going on. Now, the Parade of Lights in Catskill is on Friday night. That's a great event too, and then during the day on Saturday there'll be all kinds of activities happening in the shops in Catskill. So there'll be poetry readings and musical performances and face painting and tarot reading and all kinds of stuff happening in Catskill. And then over in Coxsackie in the downtown area, in the Reed Street area, the historic downtown, they're doing a number of things there as well. So there's a lot of activities going on across the county. If you want to get out and enjoy local shopping, get a little entertainment while you're doing it, maybe get a little Secret Santa gift handed to you from some of the shops, and discover all the awesome products there are. It's just a Small Business Saturday is kind of exciting for me because it really gives our local merchants a chance to shine. And I encourage you to support your local merchant. It helps your town, by the way. It helps you and your local community, because a dollar spent locally turns over 7 times in the community. So that dollar turns into $7. Say if you shop in Caro, that's $7 that'll be spent in Greene County again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only finding yourself a great product and a great gift, but it's investing in your community.
Yeah, and it's just amazing because I've been up here now about 16, 17 years, and I have just seen how it has flourished over in Greene County over the last, particularly the last 10 years. And walking down the main street in Catskill is completely different from anything else. I mean, the comparison from years ago to now is just like, wowza, what's happened here?
Yeah, no, it really has. And in the last year, maybe a little more than the last year, the type of shops being opened in Catskill has kind of changed. There's been a little metamorphosis of, mm-hmm. of what the shop merchants are. And it's all these, I like to call them creative economy manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So what they all are shops that are either repurposing other products into their product mm-hmm. or they're creatively designed. So they're conceived and created right in the shop in Catskill and then put on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I think the last time I was here, I talked about CounterRev, which is making furniture from recycled bowling alley wood. Mm-hmm. They have a shop on Main Street now. You've got now three clothing shops. There are you have the Corduroy shop, which was there, and then A&R Atelier, who just had their grand opening this past week. And then there's a new shop opening up in the old Mayflowers. All of these shops use recycled materials to create clothing and mm-hmm. accessories. Mm-hmm. So we have three shops now in Catskill doing that. We have a home goods store that's opening up in Catskill. We have shops where we have a shop that does ceramics from scratch, all made on site. There is a new florist and on Main Street now, and she does very creative stuff. Again, stuff she creates, other gift items that she makes on site. We've got a lady who makes handmade shoes now on Main Street. So there's a ton of these shops. There's a hat maker. There's a it's all creative stuff, and then you've got some creative performance stuff too happening in the downtown Catskill area, like at the Hilo Cafe, where they do it's a beautiful cafe. You go in, you can get a nice little breakfast in there. You get some coffees and some teas and things that they have there. But it's also a performance and art space. So there's constantly great performance, you know, from artists you probably don't know who are exceptional. Again, it's kind of like a Wi-Fi cafe too. You can go in there, you can sit down. There's very comfortable space to sit mm-hmm. and get on the internet and just intermix with people. So it's kind of a community gathering space that they've created. So yeah, I think that in general, I've probably missed and not told you about some great shops that I've completely just spaced on while I'm talking here. But
well, last month I went over to a performance in Hunter at the Art Center. And driving back down, I kind of wandered. I had some time, so I just wandered. It was a matinee performance, and it wasn't dark yet. And I just wandered down, and it was just amazing the vitality of some of the towns in Greene County.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Tannersville has seen, you know, up on the mountaintop, Tannersville has seen a real growth spurt. They have a ton of really interesting shops, from antiques to art to locally sourced products. They have an apothecary up there. Yes, it's a pharmacy, but he's got a whole bunch of products in there, which are all, you know, holistic. And the owner there, Ed Ullman, takes a very interesting tack. He doesn't just believe in medicinal healing. He believes in herbal healing and other things. So he has all these kind of, so they've got really cute, quirky shops throughout all of Tannersville. Same in Wyndham. Wyndham has opened a number of interesting shops. So it's not just Valley or Rivertown where you've seen these growth in some very interesting shops and shopping experiences and interesting products. But it's not just like Catskill or Coxsackie or Athens or Cairo. You've seen it up in Tannersville and in Hunter and in Wyndham as well. So it's for me, being in my position, it's fantastic. I'm very excited by the growth. I'm very excited by the creativity, the drive of these new folks coming to town with really creative products, creative mm-hmm. ideas. And most importantly, they're really high quality products. It's mm-hmm. really good stuff. So that's why I encourage people, go out and discover this stuff. If you've never shopped locally or you haven't thought about shopping locally, before you fill your entire Christmas gift list, go out on Small Business Saturday, enjoy all this great entertainment that's going to be happening in all of these towns, or these opportunities to win even more prizes,
mm-hmm.
and discover the awesome products there are. You may find gifts you never thought of buying.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, that's why I encourage people, try it. Just go out and try it. Save one gift at least for each for everybody on your list.
There is. This is, just so everybody knows, this is WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill, Philmont Cairo, Cooksackie, everywhere in Green and Columbia counties. This is Matthew Tombers, and I'm talking with Jeff Friedman, the executive director of the Green County Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about Small Business Saturday, but you also have your holiday party coming up.
We do. We do. We put it on every year. This year it's December 6th. It's Wednesday night. We've got we're going to be over at Joe's Garage on Main Street in Catskill. Creekside Catering from the Creekside Restaurant. Sean and his staff are going to be doing the food. We're really excited by that. We've got, we'll have a selfie station there. Moki Hana, she's going to have her station there. So we'll have some fun stuff going on. There'll be some music and, we'll do our annual thank yous to everybody and recognize the folks who've done a really great job in Greene County. And then we'll have our fireworks show by, Young Explosives. They're going to do their fireworks show at 7 o'clock as part of our holiday party. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I mean, we hope people are going to come out. We got a couple hundred people out there. Have a great time. Enjoy the food, a couple of cocktails, a little mixer. Some of our local businesses use it as their holiday party because it's such a blast that they just pay for their whole staff to come to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's usually a really good time. We're very excited. It happens It's one of my favorite events that we put on each year. So, yeah, it's great. And it's just one of those things that we love to say thank you for the great, you know, for everybody's support during the year. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
I hope to be there. It's going to be a busy week, but I hope to be there.
Yeah, it is a busy week. You got to love this time of year. I mean, people are running around. Everybody's trying to get their holidays taken care of. Obviously, with Thanksgiving tomorrow, everybody's running around like mad to get Thanksgiving dinner and get to the wherever they're going and get it together with family and friends.
I know a friend of mine is a Brit, and he's going home to back to London because it's his daughter's graduation, and he realized yesterday that today is the day before Thanksgiving, and he's going to be at JFK. That's exactly what I did. I laughed. And he asked me if I'd ever traveled on the day before Thanksgiving, and I said, once.
Yeah, even just getting from here to there is an experience. Just getting to the airport from here, because everybody's out on the road today trying to get out to their families.
I know, and my kitchen is just a disaster.
Mine too.
You know, I'm going to go home and be making soup and, you know, peeling yams, and, you know, last night I did the potatoes, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
But it's a great time of year.
It's a great time of year.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. And you know, for the first time in many years, we're going to have all of our ski resorts, you know, both Wyndham and Hunter Mountain are going to be open. Hunter's already open. Wyndham is opening on Friday.
Wow.
So it's been a long time since we've had skiing in Greene County on Thanksgiving, only because the weather hasn't cooperated, and this year's the first year where it's finally gotten back to, you know, near normal. So, yeah, there's a ton to do on top of the, you know, the shopping and the family stuff and all of that. So I just think that it's just super time of year to come out. We're also right now, the Chamber's also really, pushing hard for everyone to support their community agencies, their local community agencies like Community Action of Greene County, their local food pantries, the Toys for Tots programs. All of these programs are really important because these are community organizations that support people in need, support people who might not be able to celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving because of you know, whatever circumstances are occurring in their life at that time. And they do some great things, you know, serving a lot of meals, holiday meals for people, and making sure that kids have coats and making sure that kids have toys and other gifts for Christmas. So we really do encourage you to reach out to your local agencies and think about those less fortunate who you need your assistance, and we have some great, great local agencies, the United Way, as I said, Community Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, who could certainly point you in the right direction to support whatever cause you're looking for. So I highly encourage folks to think about that during this time of year as well.
And
year round.
Right. And for example, I go to Christ Church and they have a food pantry. And if your local church has a food pantry, be exceptionally generous this time of year, because it's really important. And Maria Manhattan, who is the person who will be following me on air, has just arrived. And I think that's just wonderful. Her show, Hudson Cafe, is always a delight. So Jeff, what are your plans for Thanksgiving and the holiday season?
Well, me personally, I'm just we're having friends and family over to our house, so it should be kind of interesting, and a big cleanup the next day, and I'll probably be eating turkey sandwiches for, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks after that, because there's usually more than there are people. But I fortunately for me, I was just away visiting friends and family out on the West Coast, so I'm back, and I'm here, working to, support our local businesses, hang out with local friends and family, and I'm very excited to get an opportunity to see some folks I haven't seen in quite a while. So
yeah,
that's important to me as well. So
yeah, I just played a song called "Here You Are Again" by the Hot Sardines, because that's really, because at the holiday time, it's like, wow, here you are again, Cousin George. I haven't seen you for a year.
That is the truth. That is true. Yeah, it's, I think that this time of year, it's what's really awesome about it is people do get together. People do things that they normally don't do in the other 9 or 10 months or 10 mm-hmm. or 11 months of the year. And it's unfortunate, because it would be great if people would remember that all of these things can be done any time of the year. But we all get distracted with our busy days and busy lives. So it's, it is what it is.
But it is what it is. Yeah. We all do get distracted during the course of the year. But it's one of the things that I love to do is I love to have people come into my house and have dinner with me and cook for them my waistline has been showing it.
Well, mine too. Having been away, I definitely gained some weight on vacation. But I just wanted to go back to one thought, though.
Yeah.
There's Tuesday is deemed as Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
It's coming up, and so going back to the thought I had before about supporting your local agencies and even if it's volunteering, if you can't afford to give any kind of monetary donation or product donation, say food to a food pantry or something like that, even your time is valuable to these agencies this time of year. But
absolutely.
But I would ask that you do more than just on Giving Tuesday to support these organizations. And everybody thinks about these organizations during the holidays, but they work really hard all year long. They have need all year long. So
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, yeah, all of them. So, I would encourage people to just not only think of these folks during the holiday, but think of them throughout the course of the year. And hopefully we can do a better job of helping people to remember that.
Yes, and I'm going to have you back in January so we can repeat that. In the dead of winter, to remind people when everybody is going, oh, the holidays are over. But
yeah.
We do have so much to be thankful for, and we can manifest that by helping all those agencies that help people, because there are a lot of really good agencies that are out there, and Giving Tuesday is a nice way to do it, but it's also better to have a Giving Tuesday every month.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, one thing that I, yes, as the Chamber of Commerce, we represent businesses, but our mission is not only to seek that the businesses succeed, but those businesses, we also are very tied into building stronger communities. So it's very important to us to grow our local economy, but growing our local economy also means having stronger and stronger communities. Without a strong community, you're not going to have a strong local economy, nor are you going to have a strong business community. So you know, we work really hard throughout the year to help these organizations and to work with organizations, and all of our not-for-profits are the Catskill Community Center, the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Greene County Rural Health Network, all of these agencies that are working to improve the quality of life in our communities and improve people's lives at the same time. I know I've mentioned Community Action before and the United Way before, but all of these groups work hand in hand, and I'm leaving out a lot of folks. So if anybody I haven't mentioned is saying, Jeff, you didn't mention me, I'm sorry. My brain has not hit on your organization, but there are a ton of them, and it's not very hard to find them. So please reach out to your local organizations. They do great work, and anything you can do. I want to make sure that we recognize the strong work of many, many, many dedicated people in our community who do a lot of volunteer work, volunteer their time, their energy, their resources in their towns, in their communities to make them better. And this is the time of year you have to think about those things. And all of this, the activities and the things I talk about with new businesses opening and with existing businesses thriving, as again, can't be done without our strong communities, and are all a byproduct of the fact that we have done an exceptional job in our communities of making them attractive to folks who say, yeah, this looks like a great place to live. This looks like a great place to own a business. Mm-hmm. So keep up the good work is, I guess, would be my one takeaway.
Okay. And Jeff and I are here. We've been talking about all the things going on, and we were talking about all the wonderful not-for-profits, and we didn't mention our own WGXE and Wave Farm.
Yeah, we forgot that one. That was a big one, too.
That was a big one, too. And I should have been on top of that one, but I wasn't. So,
So support WGXE and Wave Farm. They do great work in our community as well, and they're a voice for local programming. They've got great local volunteers providing phenomenal programming and information. So,
yeah.
Again, important part of community.
Yes,